time, I will take the customary standby for any stations that have emergency or priority traffic. Any stations with emergency or priority traffic, please call KD8THG. We are an emergency net. It is always gratifying that there is no emergency or priority traffic to take care of. With that, I will now take check-ins from any stations that have Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Services with business or announcements for this evening's net. That would include ARRL bulletins. Please call KD8PHG.
KA8RLC, Kilo Alpha 8, Romeo Lima Charlie, Cal. Delta 8, India, India Bravo, Kevin.
Very good. Net acknowledges KA8RLC, Cal, and KD8IIB, Kevin. Thank you both for joining the net this evening with your announcements. Are there any other announcements for this evening's net? Well, presuming that Patrick does not check in with an announcement, I will also offer up an announcement after Kevin's. So, anyway, with that, let's go ahead and do our usual round of check-ins, dividing the county by the quadrant system. That is, dividing Franklin County by Interstates 70 and 71. So, with that, are there any stations that are north of I-70 and east of I-71 in the northeast quadrant? Please call KD8PHG.
PHG, this is KD8 Yankee Foxtrot Whiskey Terry in the northeast.
Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Tango Papa John.
Kilo 3, Alpha Uniform X-Ray, Tim.
Very good. Net Control acknowledges KD8YFW, Terry, KD8RTP, John, and K3AUX, Tim. Thank you all three for joining us. There may have been a station that doubled with Terry. If there was a station I did not acknowledge, please come and call again. All right, hearing no stations, I guess I was mistaken about a double there. Are there any other stations in the north quadrant? Any other stations in the northeast quadrant, please call KD8PHG. All right, hearing no more stations in the northeast quadrant, let's move to the southeast quadrant. That is, any station south of I-70 and east of I-71. Please call KD8PHG.
Kilo Delta 8, Sierra Yankee Tango, KD8SYT, Lynn.
Kilo 8, Yankee Victor India, KB8YVI, Phil.
Kilo 8, Mike Whiskey, AB8MW, Mike.
Very good. Net Control acknowledges Lynn, And Phil, amazing, you both sound like you're coming from the same radio. And AB8MW, Mike, both, all three in the southeast quadrant. Thank you all for joining us. With that, are there any other stations in the southeast quadrant? Please call KD8PHG. All right, hearing no more stations in the southeast, let's proceed to the southwest quadrant. That is, any stations south of I-70 and west of I-71, please call KD8PHG, your net control.
Kilo Bravo 8 Yankee, Mike November, KB8 YMN, Mark.
Whiskey 8 Romeo, Whiskey Romeo, Bob.
Kilo Delta 8 Hotel Victor X-ray, KD8 HVX, Jim.
Very good. Net control acknowledges KB8 YMN, Mark, W8 RWR, Bob, and KD8 HVX, Jim, all in the southwest. Thank you, gentlemen, for joining us this evening. Are there any other stations in the southwest quadrant? Please call net control. All right, hearing no more stations in the southwest, let's move to the northwest. That is, any stations that are north of I-71 and west of I-71, please call KD8PHG.
This is N8SEY, Sharon, November 8, Sierra, Echo, Yankee.
Papa Frank.
Very good. Net control acknowledges N8SEY, Sharon, and K8OVP, Frank. Thank you both for joining the net this evening. Are there any other stations in the northwest quadrant? Please call KD8PHG.
Kilo 6 Hotel Romeo Uniform, Bruce.
Kilo Echo 8 Alpha November Whiskey, Brian.
Not sure if I heard another station trying to get in there, but I did get K6HRU, Bruce, and KE8ANW, Brian. Thank you both for joining us this evening. Are there any other stations in the northwest quadrant? Please call net control.
KD8WQT, Kilo, Delta 8, Whiskey, Quebec, Tango, Jack.
Good. I also have KD8WQT, Jack, also in the northwest. Thank you for joining us this evening, sir. Final call for any stations in the northwest quadrant. Please call KD8PHG.
Whiskey 8 Radio Victor, W8RV, Ken.
RV, Whiskey Radio Victor Ken. Thank you for joining us, sir. With that, I will take one quick standby for any stations that may have been missed, or any stations that are outside of Franklin County wishing to check into this evening's net. Please call KD8THG.
T8 Sierra Golf Mike, W8SGM. My name's Mike.
Ben and Amanda.
Double that time, I was able to make out W8SGM, Mike. Thank you for joining us. And the other station, all I got out of that was Amanda, which I'm guessing is your location. Could you come again with your name and call sign, sir?
Kilo Echo 8, Hotel Zulu Zulu, and my name is Ken.
Very good signal there from Amanda. Are there any other stations inside or outside of Franklin County still wishing to join this evening's net? Please call KD8PHG.
KD8PHG, KAHKTE, Kilowatt Alpha 8, Charlie Tango.
I am not sure that I got the full call sign there. I have Kilo Alpha 8, Romeo Tango, question mark. One more time, sir, please.
Kilo Alpha 8, Charlie Tango, Echo, Vince.
Charlie Tango Echo, thank you very much. I got you that time. I don't know. I just was butchering your call sign before. Sorry. But I've got you this time. Kilo Alpha 8, Charlie Tango Echo, thank you for joining the net. One final standby for any stations looking to join this evening's net. Please call KD8PHG, your net control.
KD8PHG, this is Kilo Delta 8, Sierra Charlie Lima, Brett, Licking County, EC.
Kilo 8, Lima Echo, K8LE, Andy.
Kilo Delta 8, India, Oscar November, Patrick, KV8ION.
Wow, you say it's one final call and they come out of the woodwork. I've got KD8SCL, Brett, K8LE, Andy, and KD8ION, Patrick, all wishing to check in this evening's net. Thank you very much, gentlemen. With that, I guess I'll take one final standby for any in-check-ins for this evening's net. Please call KD8PHG.
November 8, David Lincoln Adam. This is Don, Pickaway County.
Don, November 8, and Lincoln Adams, I think I lost part of your call sign there, throwing me off with the non-standard phonetics there. Could you come again one more time?
I apologize. I listened to the scanner too much. November 8, Delta Lima Alpha, N8DLA. Sorry about that, Richard.
No worries, Don. No worries at all. Sometimes the phonetics you end up having to use when you're chasing DX get to be some interesting variations as well. So, all right, I've got November 8, Delta Lima Alpha, Dawn. with us as well. I guess at this time I will go ahead and go back to those stations having Franklin County AREs announcements, and I may come back for more check-ins later. So with that, KA8RLC, Cal, you have the mic, sir.
Thank you, Richard. Good evening to you, and good evening to Annette. This is KA8RLC. My usual comments about upcoming events. The big one right now, coming at the end of this month, beginning of next month, of course, is the Arnold. Richard, I'll either let you or Patrick make comment to that one. And then another one has popped back up on the calendar for the end of March. March 31st will be the Bunny Hop. Brian, K8ANW, you coordinated that last year. Would you like to do that again this year?
This is K8ANW. Yes, I'll coordinate it. I have not heard from anybody yet, but I'll be glad to do it. This is K8ANW.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, I had the first initial contact sent to me by Bill Carpenter, so I will get that stuff forwarded on to you for making contact with the organizers, which I believe is all the same people from last year, but I've got the initial information. And with that, Richard, that's all I have for this evening, so I will give it back to you. This is K8RLC.
Well, thank you very much, Cal, and thank you for keeping us straight with some of the new events coming up for the 2018 season here. And I think we'll all be looking forward to some of these events that are coming up. With that, I'll hand the mic over to Kevin, KD8IIB. Go ahead, sir, with your announcements for this evening.
Hey, thanks, Richard. And I also have my usual announcements. Upcoming Nets, next week, February 14th, Valentine's Day, KB8YMN, Mark, who I heard on the air tonight. As Richard mentioned, February 21st, the following week, will be the in-person meeting. February 28th, KD8ION, Patrick, who is also on the net tonight. March 7th, K6HRU, who is on the net. And March 14th, KE8ANW, Brian, who's also checked in tonight. With that, we'll turn it back to net. KD8IIB.
Well, thank you very much, Kevin, and again, apologies myself because I had, for some reason, put it on to the wrong date in my calendar, and again, realizing that that date did not make sense anyway, but here now. So, with that, let me see if Patrick, do you want to make any announcements regarding the Arnold?
Sure, Richard. This is KD8ION. Just a quick one, then I'll let you give your spiel as well. You can fill in as I hastily try to write an email. The communication plan is going out this evening, so please review the PDF document that's coming out. This is only going out to those people that have signed up on the Google form ahead of time, so if you've not signed up through the Google form or contacted me directly, I assume you're not coming, so, and you will not receive the communications plan. So it's very important that either you've signed up through the Google form, which will ensure that you get a badge, or you contact me directly, and I will sign you up. That's fine as well. I will do that for you. I do need some information from you to do that. So, again, lastly, sign up in the form or email me directly. Those are your two options for working the event this year and receiving the plan ahead of time. With that, I want to go ahead and turn it back over to you, Richard, if you can give a general spill about what's going on, and I'll save my voice a little bit. KD8ION, back to net.
Roger, roger there, Patrick, and I certainly do appreciate it. And you are, I know you're quite busy with a lot of that, so good to know. One thing that I am going to specifically call out from that communications plan for everyone's sake is we are mandating this year, or at least strongly encouraging everyone to have some form of headset communications for your handheld radios this year. Don't really care whether that is in the form of some of the new Heil headsets that are specifically designed for the handhelds, or if they are some of the acoustic tube earpieces or whatnot. But a lot of our events are either very, very noisy, and we've had problems with people being able to hear transmissions that were directed to them. Or alternatively, we have some events that are very quiet, and they are very quiet for a reason, because they are very controlled and wanting to not disturb the competitors as they are in the process of competing, sometimes for Olympic positions. So in that regards, we are requesting that everyone bring with them some form of headset that is compatible with your particular form of handheld. In that regards, I'm starting a poll starting this evening. Is there anyone that would be interested in putting in an order for an acoustic tube earpiece? I have worked directly with a website that is out of the UK in the past. Just one moment. Break for a reset here. I have placed orders with a website that is out of the UK in the past and had very good results and very good service from them. So in an effort to try and put together a bulk order and maybe save all of us a few pennies on shipping, I thought I would take a poll to see if anyone would be interested in ordering such a headset. They are specific to your particular handheld, so I would need some specifics on what handhelds you actually have. But at this time, I'm just taking a poll to see how many people might be interested. The cost of them would be about $10 for the headset, plus then whatever works out for shipping. So I'll take a standby for anyone that may be interested in signing up for an order of these acoustic tube earpieces.
Inquiry about Google sign-up page, W8RV.
W8RV, I don't know if Patrick is still on here, but go ahead. I will see if I can answer it, and if not, I will try to defer the question over to Patrick.
Yeah, it was the first break since he got off. The question is, I signed up on the Arnold website only. I don't know whether that qualifies as the Google page, the mystery Google page, or not.
Info.
Roger, roger. Go ahead, Patrick, with your info.
Yeah, Ken, the Arnold website, right, is a Google form on the backside. Maybe I didn't make that clear because it's not as obvious as unless you're constantly looking at all the data that's coming through. But yes, Ken, if the question is, I have you down 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Friday, and I also have you also interested in helping out with Thursday's setup. Please confirm that if you can.
I can confirm that both days. W8RV.
Thanks, Ken. Yeah, if anyone else on the air has a question about if they're signed up or not, if you don't receive the communications plan via email in the next 15 to 30 minutes, then you're probably not signed up. So back to net, KD8ION.
Roger, roger. And thank you for the info, Patrick. I have actually fielded this, a similar question as well. Some people are confused whether the simply signing up on the Arnold Medical Team website is enough to get the information to us on ham coordination. And as Patrick just informed us, that information, it does come through to us seamlessly. So thank you very much. With that, are there any other inquiries or anyone that would be interested in signing up for a bulk order of acoustic tube earpieces? Please call KD8PHG.
PHG, KDOVP.
I'm interested for an FT60 and a VX8.
All right, we had double there. I think I have KD8WQT, an FT60 VX8, I think you said, and K8OVP. Frank, go ahead, Frank.
Now, these things have essentially goes through the eustachian tube and comes out of the earpiece. There's a microphone there. Is that the basic thing you're talking about?
Not exactly. What it is it's a clear tube that comes from a very small speaker. That tube then loops up around your ear just for a little extra security, and there's an earbud that you can then push into your ear canal. I have used them. I find them quite comfortable to use. Yes, there is also an additional push-to-talk and a microphone that you can clip to your lapel pin, to your lapel, or to a convenient place on your shirt. So they serve full function as speaker and microphone for you. And like I say, they are very comfortable. Very, very low profile and very lightweight. That's the other very convenient aspect to them. Hopefully that addressed your question there, Frank.
Okay, but that is with the microphone and push to talk. Okay, put me down for one. It's a TYT. I think it's like a UHF VHF 1. The discontinued handy talkie.
Roger there. I'll double check and see what I've got. I suspect that takes it being a TYT. It's a variation of the Kenwood plug. So very good. Well, thank you very much, both. Are there any other questions that I can answer, or are there any other persons that might be interested in ordering in-ear acoustic tube earpiece for the Arnold event?
My understanding is that they standardized the all handy talkies made in China. So it'd be TYT and a few others. KWP.
Most of them did standardize on the Kenwood, Frank, but on the Kenwood plug, but I don't believe all of them did. A couple of them still use a little different connection, but I'll double check. I think TYT is one of the standard ones, but thank you for the info. With that, one final standby for anyone with any inquiries for our upcoming events. This is KD8PHG, Net Control.
K8
K8LE with a question.
W8RWO with a question about the pump and run.
K8LE and W8RWR, I acknowledge both of you. We'll start with Andy. Go ahead, Andy.
I'm testing some elements of my emergency communications go kit, and I'm running on jail cell, and I wondered, how's my signal, possibly compared with when I logged in earlier, if there's any change or not. Go ahead.
As far as I can tell, you are still making the repeater full quieting, so there doesn't seem to be any degradation to your signal, and if you hadn't told me, I don't think I would have picked out that there would have been any difference there. So it looks like the voltage for your gel cell was holding up very well for you there. Hopefully that helps you out there a little bit, Andy.
Sure does, and looks like the power out is what it should be, too. So I just wanted to make sure. Thanks very much for your feedback, K8LE.
Not a problem. That is one reason why we do run the net every week, give people an opportunity to test new equipment, and especially a good chance to test it before some of our events coming up. So with that, I'll hand it over to Bob, W8RWR, you had an inquiry regarding pump and run. Go ahead, sir.
W8RWR. Yeah, I went away from the mic for a minute. Was anything mentioned about the 5K and 5K pump and run? And is there any information going to be sent out by email?
Well, as in the past, both of those events are actually being coordinated by another individual, and I'm drawing a complete blank on his call sign. Same individual as it has always been, Bob. I have not heard anything specific of anything that will be changed. I suspect that he will be sending out some information in the coming weeks to those that have worked the event in the past. I don't know that I've got any more information, but maybe Kevin has spoken with Paul more recently.
Okay, I just ran away from the mic and I thought something was mentioned about it. And I thought I'd ask. I ran upstairs for a minute. And I already signed up. I don't know. I'm not really sure if I'll be able to make it right now. I can make it, but something might come up by in between now and then. And I didn't know how to get a hold of the guy that was in charge of it. Thank you, W8RWR.
Roger, Roger. Like I say, Paul is the same. It's the same individual who's organized it the last couple years. So if you still have your contact information for him in the past, as far as I know, that contact information has not changed. I unfortunately do not have that in front of me at the moment. But if you have not gotten an answer by, let's say, next week or so, just give me another shout out on the net, and I'll try to get some information for you between now and then.
QSL, W8RWR.
KD8ION info.
KD8ION, go ahead with your info there, Patrick.
Hey, Bob. Yeah, you're on the list. Paul does have you down for working the event. And, he'll be in touch with you directly as far as site assignment or location he wants you to be at. And he'll confirm the frequencies as well, but I believe we're on tap for using the 147.06 repeater for the pump and run. Does that answer any questions, Bob?
Yeah, and I'd like to have the same location that I had last time if he's listening. W8RWR.
No problem. And one thing, Richard, before I send it back to you, if you could take a minute out of your evening and sign up on the Arnold website, I would appreciate that. Back to net, KD8ION.
Oops. One of those obnoxious things that I'm so involved with it that I forget to actually do the sign up, even though I've been to how many of the planning meetings? Will do, Patrick. Not a problem. With that, I will take a standby for any stations that may have been missed earlier that are still wishing to join this evening's edition of the Franklin County ARES Wednesday Night Net. Please call KD8PHG. Hearing no more stations with that want to check in, I'll take one final standby for any stations that have additional announcements for this evening's net. Please call KD8PHG, your net control. And no more check-ins for this evening's net. I guess I will go ahead and bring this evening's net to a close. Your net control station this evening has been KD8PHG. I would like to thank all of those who have brought announcements or bulletins, and all of those who have volunteered for our upcoming public service events. With that, this is KD8PHG returning this repeater to normal amateur radio use. KD8PHG wishing everyone 7-3.
Richard, I got 25 check-ins and I think 40 minutes.
That's the exact count that I got, Pat, there, Kevin. 40 minutes and 25 check-ins.
Okay, and like I started to say on the phone, I'm glad you called. I'm glad you forgot or had the wrong date, because I normally, Wednesday nights, I'm right there and waiting for the net to start, and tonight I was just totally, didn't even know what day it was, I guess, and so all of a sudden when you called, I said, oh, it's Wednesday night.
I have a recurring alarm on my phone, and the alarm went off, and I didn't really think of it. And I looked down, and it was just saying Wednesday Night Net. And so I'm like, okay. So I had the radio on, sitting there wondering, and I was trying to take care of some other email business as well. And then I'm looking at the time. I'm like, no one's taking net. And then I got a text message from one person. I'm like, well, am I missing something? Because I also recognize that sometimes you are usually sitting right there. So I'm like, maybe I really missed something, and it's supposed to be on 275 tonight or something.
If I had remembered and had lost track of time and day, I'd have been sitting there with the ears open and...